Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 73 on December 30th, 2013. Without a doubt, the last podcast that you will get in the year 2013. So, hey everybody, it's been a while. I've had a nice break. I think some of you may have noticed that I posted on Facebook that I was all ready to do a podcast back on the 21st. And what happened was, I looked at an email that got sent to me from the iTunes people, and it said that the Submit a New Podcast feature was going to be unavailable from the 21st through the 27th. So I decided I should take a little break, and I hope you didn't miss me too much. Glad to be back, and also really glad to just do the one more podcast for 2013. I'm excited about this one. My first news is that a little while ago, I was named once again as one of Rory. Rory has a blog called Between the Sheets, very lovely blog called Between the Sheets, and she has named me one of the top 100 sex bloggers in 2011 as well as 2012. And I once again was given that honor to be one of the top 100. And I'm really, really thankful. Rory does so much work. That's a lot of blogs to read through and try and figure out which ones you think are the best. And she's always careful to say, you know, this is just one woman's opinion, but at the same time, it's a lot of work, and I realize that. I'm also really honored to be in such fine company as all of these other bloggers. I suggest that you all take a look at the list. I'm going to put it on my blog and discover a few new exciting reads, because there's so much good stuff out there. In 2011, I was number 80. In 2012, I was number 60. And this year, I'm number 28. Can you tell I'm excited? As I really, really am. I'm honored and excited to have such recognition and very, very thankful. So thanks, Rory, for everything you do. And as far as checking out the exciting new reads, may I suggest a few for you? And you know what? I'm not going to tell you what these are about, what areas of sexuality and sort of what specialty each one covers, because I really want you to check them all out, because they're all worth it. And if you check into them and it's not your cup of tea, well, then go on to the next one. And I'm going to post the links for all of these up on my Linkorama. So we'll have a party and cozy up on a chilly winter day with something warm and satisfying to drink and have a good read. The first is Charlie Glickman from charlieglickman.com. The second is Lady Cheeky from Smut for Smarties. And then there is Lucas Brooks from Top to Bottom. Ferns from Dom Chronicles. And last but far from least, Maggie Mayhem from Miss Maggie Mayhem. So I've posted all these links for you, and I hope you enjoy them. And one of the ones that I mentioned, Lucas Brooks from Top to Bottom, has a connection to where we're moving on to next. Now is a good time to tell you that I will indeed be going to DC to do the ass panel, and you probably all already know that. I've pretty much committed myself. The sessions and the speakers were posted for CatalystCon East just the other day, and I am thrilled to be a part of it. It really is thrilling for me to look down in the sessions and see mine, and look down in the speaker list and see myself. It's awesome. So the reason that this is a good time to tell you is because there's been a little bit of a change in the panel that we're going to do in DC. Unfortunately, Charlie Glickman won't be able to make it to this panel, but his replacement is going to be Lucas Brooks. So what I'm going to do here is I'm actually going to read you his bio from the CatalystCon speakers list. And it just got posted the other day. So here we go. Lucas Brooks is a writer, sex educator, and performance artist based in New York City. He authors the blog Top to Bottom, Chronicles of an Intellectual Homosexual, where he explores gay culture and sexuality, and he is especially popular for his sex toy reviews. Over the last 2 years, he has been touring around the country with his one-man show, Very Good-Looking 5'4" Top, in which he addresses body image amongst gay men and its connection with internet dating. By day, he works as a sex educator and sales associate at Babeland, the famous sex toy boutique, where his strongest suits are butts and blowjobs. I'm going to have a blast with Lucas, I can totally tell. And if you go to his blog and take a look at him on the photo, or at CatalystCon website, you'll see that he's hot, too. I think I'll sit him next to me during the panel. Of course, it's a tough choice between him and C.T. Shank, actually, but I'll manage. I love my life. By the way, Lucas's blog was also on Rory's top 100 list for all 3 years that I was, so I can't wait to meet him. Go check out his blog and see what he's got. So, regarding the trip to DC, let me recap some donations. For those of you who were counting, I totally blew my math in the last podcast. I said it was $575, and then I added it up later, and it was $475. So now you can see why I am all about asses and not crunching numbers, right? Because number crunching is not my deal. I did receive a couple of more donations. One was another donation from John. Now, John recently, I mentioned in my last podcast, sent in $50, and he sent in another $75. John, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate your generosity, and I'm going to read a little bit about what you sent in, about your personal story. And then my very good friend Sue sent in $60, and this brings my correct total to $610. You guys are the best. You are totally the best. You are going to get me to DC. And also, some of you have been clicking on the links on my blog or on Facebook and buying stuff from Tantus and Eros and Entice Me. And I really appreciate that, because every little bit helps me on my way to doing this thing that I love full-time and being able to say that it is indeed my day job. So along those lines, another announcement, the Women's Best Erotica 2014 is out and available for purchase. I encourage you to buy it and read it, not just because my story's in there, and certainly not because I'm going to make any more money for it, because I got paid a flat fee and I got a couple of copies of the book. So it's not that I'm going to be making money if you buy it, but Violet Blue does an amazing job at choosing the most interesting, provocative, and hot stories with a twist to them. And they're just the best. So yeah, buy the book. It's available for Kindle download as well. And when I got paid for this, I got $200 and two copies of the book, which is, hey, such a deal for my very first published story, right? But what blew my mind is I actually received a personal check from Violet Blue. That's the last thing I expected. I thought it was going to be some company check from Kleist Press, you know? But she sent it to me, and right above her signature, it said, E Pluribus Geekdom. It was the coolest thing ever. So it was a little bit of a moment of unreality for me to get a literal personal check from Violet Blue. Again, I love my life. So, for those of you who are not members of my monthly erotica subscriptions, there is a different way that you can explore some of my writings if you would like, because what I've done is I've put up a fair number of my stories onto Amazon Kindle downloads. They are already posted and available for sale through Amazon, so all you have to do is go to Amazon, you don't even have to go to the Kindle store, all you have to do is put in Ruby Rider and spell my last name right with the Y, and it'll pop right up, all my stories will pop right up. And you don't have to have a Kindle. What happens is if you buy it from Amazon, it automatically sets up like a cloud reader on your PC. And if you read stuff through your smartphones, there's also a Kindle app that you can download for that as well. So don't think that you can't have a Kindle download story if you don't have a Kindle, because that's not correct anymore. I had to be educated on that, and so I wanted to spread the news in case any of you out there were at the same level of non-techie in that area of computerism as I was, because yeah, anybody can do the Kindle download thing. Feel free to peruse those stories and see if something catches your fancy. They're quite inexpensive. They're from 99 cents up to, I think it's like $1.75 for each story. And it's depending on how many words are in it. Before too long, what I'm going to do is bundle them, because what my plan is for Kindle is to have bundles in the same categories. Let me give you an example. I have a fair amount of you listeners out there who really desire sensual pegging. You don't really want the kinks involved. You want the loving, sensual relationships. And those are the stories that get you off the most and the ones that you would prefer to read. And as we all know, all of us consumers of porn and erotica, you want what you want. And sometimes if you read a story that's not quite what you want, you can just stop in the middle of the story because it'll turn you off in describing something that you're not into. So I'm going to bundle them and say have ones for the femdom approach, for the sensual pegging approach. You get the idea. So that's the plan. That should be happening within the next couple of weeks. Alrighty, let's get on to your letters here. Hi, Ruby. Sorry to bother you. I have kind of a unique situation, and I thought I might ask the expert. My girlfriend has agreed to try pegging, but her situation is that she is a pre-op transsexual woman. Is there a harness that is high quality that would allow for her genitals, but still not be a masculine design? I hope I'm not being crude, by the way, and I apologize if this is offensive. You just seem to be the expert in this area. Appreciate your time and wish you and yours a very happy holiday season. First of all, goodness no, you're not being crude. There's no apology necessary. I love all the questions. And this is an unusual one, so I like it even more. Obviously, the first thing that I think of would be the double men's harnesses that are meant for men to use for dual penetration of their woman. One hole will fit the penis, and one hole will fit a dildo. So this would be the best choice because you weren't really specific with your girlfriend whether her genitals are functional or not. And I know that sometimes with hormone therapy that this is sometimes happening and sometimes not. The double harnesses for the men with the two holes, they're built so that the pouch in the bottom is big enough for non-erect genitals to be there and not be totally squished. And then the hole above it is meant for the strap-on. So for the dildo and the strap-on. So basically, that's how they're structured. Now, the feminine part, oh, I wish I could help you with that. Because basically, I think what the two companies that make these do are that they just do the safe choice, which is like black. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not a nice-looking harness. The women's two-strap harness that I have looks sexy on, but I know sometimes with transsexual women, there's very much of an emphasis on wanting things to be much more feminine. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, these are assumptions I'm making from the transsexual women that I have spoken with online and in person. They love the girly things. So I actually just talked to one of the designers of these because I had some feedback from the harness that they offer, and he mentioned that should there be a fair number of transsexual women out there who would enjoy having a harness made in those different girly types of fabrics or colors like pink instead of black or flowers or this kind of thing, that what they encourage people to do is to write in. So the makers of this harness that I was just evaluating is actually Liberator. And yes, this is the people who make the sex cushions, and they sell all kinds of different things now, and they're developing their own lines of things. One of the things they have just developed is the Valkyrie harness. This is a harness that is elastic and fabric, so it's very much comparable to the spare parts harness. And I wanted one because I wanted to test it out, because if I'm going to recommend it to you guys, I want it to be every bit as good as the spare parts harness. So I did test it out last weekend, had a lovely time, thank you very much, and it came out shining. I really, really like the harness, and it's every bit as good as spare parts. The only thing that I don't know about is longevity. It's only been made for about a year and a half, so some of you people who have had the spare parts harness for years and years and years, and they, you know, talk about how it lasts forever, well, that's something to consider. They haven't had any complaints at all in terms of it coming apart or the elastic losing stretchability or anything like that. So I'm fairly confident that it's made equally as well. They are the ones who mentioned if there is a community of transsexual women out there who would like the more feminine fabrics, that there's nothing like the squeaky wheel. You know, write in and ask for it, and enough people ask for it, they'll create something for you. they do have the ability to change those fabrics, no problem. If you go to the Liberator website, what you'll see is that the Valkyrie harnesses for the women are offered in a number of different fabrics, turquoise blue, pink, a flowered black and white, and I think that's it. It's hard to remember. But see, all those fabrics are interchangeable. They just need enough people to ask for it so that then they start offering it in those fabrics. So one of the suggestions that I had is if any of the people listening out there are transsexual women and are in a group, say, like on Reddit, I'm sure there's groups for everything on Reddit. I'm in the pegging group on Reddit, but I bet there's one for the transsexual women. And if you guys want to talk about it and write into Liberator and ask them to make that men's harness in the nice fabrics, they'll do it. So that's something to consider. So as of present, it's only made in black, but it's something that your girlfriend still might like because, like I say, my harness is black and it's the way that it fits that makes it look really cute. So I'm not sure how she would like that, but it might be the perfect thing for your girlfriend. And one of the things about the Valkyrie harness that Liberator makes is that it's significantly less expensive. I did price checks, and the least I could find that double hole man's harness for spare parts was $140. They sell it for $99, which is obviously quite a better deal than $140. So consider that. And one of the things that I spoke with the designer of this product about is whether it could be a harness, this double hold one, that would be more versatile. And what I mean by that is that it could also be used for the man in doing dual penetration for a woman. Now, I know this isn't your case, obviously. This is very different. But let me, you know, extrapolate a little bit and go down this path. For normal heterosexual couples, it would be great to have a harness that the woman can wear to peg the man, and the man can also wear to do DP for the woman. So when I spoke with him about this, he suggested that the one thing that would make the difference is that using a dildo on the bottom that had balls in it would basically take up that slack. Because it is a bigger pouch. It is made for non-erect genitals. So I'm going to try that out. They're going to send me one and I'll let you guys know what I think because that would be the coolest. I don't know. In my world, it's the coolest. But reader, that is the best suggestion I have for you. And I think it'll work really well for her. So give it a try and let me know what you think. Okay, next letter. Your podcast is great, and I've enjoyed it for a long time. Hope you keep up the good work. I've been interested in pegging for the last 15 years. I finally got up the nerve to check out Pros and found one. About the same time as the man you interviewed went to a pro, so did I. One of the nice things about going to a pro is that she has had experience in pegging. She knows how to do the prep work, the size to use, and how to do it. Parentheses, run the fuck. A little about me. I'm 65, 6'3", and 200 pounds, in very good shape from working out every day. I am very tall and very intelligent. I've always been expected to be in charge and in control, so it was a wonderful freedom to just let go. This was in addition to the wonderful feeling of being full and having something touch that spot. I'm married to a wife who dislikes anything to do with anal play. My wife is very vanilla, so I can never admit to her my desires. Yes, I realize it's sad, but I love her and don't want to lose her. I've hinted at some of my desires, and she's been totally turned off and repulsed. Not only have I experienced pegging with the pro, but a chastity device, a penis pump, and mild whipping and caning, in addition to some other toys and things. Although there is a dom-sub overlay to the sessions, it has been a great experience. Since I've had a very vanilla sex life, the pro has exposed me to many new things. Most I liked, some I could pass on. The wonderful thing is the exposure. It has been a major exploration for me because I never thought of chastity and all those other things. My sex life has been so vanilla, so she opened an entirely new world to me. Yes, I know you're not into humiliation, but I guess I am a little. I know that she cares about my enjoyment and spends a lot of time preparing for my visits, so I don't view the humiliation as significant or truly mean. In fact, I feel that she is trying to give me the best experience possible. I consider myself to be very lucky that I finally got to explore pegging with the additional exploration of other toys and interactions. I intend to keep going back for more sessions. It's been expensive, but worth it. I've learned so much about myself. I'm going to continue to go, but at some point realize that it will have to end. I cannot afford the expense forever and will have to appreciate what I did experience. I highly recommend a pro for those men that want to experience pegging and maybe more. They do have to find the right pro because I'm sure there are some that are just mean or doing it only for the money. Luckily, I found someone that combined the dominant aspect, which I didn't know I enjoyed, with a true caring of my feelings and needs. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Looking forward to always listening to your podcasts. Oh, thank you for writing in and telling us that story. I was very happy to get a few letters from men who have been to pros, sort of echoing your enthusiasm for it and that it was a good experience. So far, I haven't gotten any letters from guys writing in and saying they went to a pro and it was a horrible experience. I'm sure that that happens, but one of the things that I really wanted to do, and also the interviewee, what he really wanted to do, is to sort of open men's minds that this is an alternative, and it's actually a good one. So, some of the comments that I have about what you wrote, one of the first things is that you mentioned, nice thing about going to a pro, she's had experience. Absolutely. This is what I tell men who are not in a relationship, and I know it's different for you, sir, because you are in a relationship with your wife, and that is what it is. I understand that. But for men who are looking for a woman to do pegging with, or perhaps men who are in your situation, going to a pro is easier and perhaps more advisable sometimes than trying to find someone to do this with who just has no experience in pegging at all. When you put yourself in that kind of situation, you have a partner who doesn't know what she's doing. As I've mentioned often, there is a very steep learning curve for women to do this. So if you go to a pro, she knows exactly how to do it. And not only does she know exactly how to do it, but her job is to give you the experience that you want. So if you're trying to explore pegging and find out if it's something that you like or enjoy, what better place to go than to someone who knows exactly what they're doing and can tailor the experience to what your fantasy may have been? You, sir, who write in, mentioned that you didn't even know that you enjoyed the female dominant thing. And that's something else as well, is that you can explore with a pro. I have another friend who lives in Arizona who had mentioned that he started going to a pro and she started exposing him to all kinds of things. And he kept going for a period of time simply because of that exploration. He went initially for the pegging, but he went more just to find out more about who he was sexually as a person, because she was able to expose him to so many different things. Now, you do mention that you're sure that there are some pros out there that are just doing it for the money. You know, honestly, sir, I think they're all doing it for the money. Your word that you put in there, just for the money, I get that. Pros are there doing their job. Some of them love it, and some of them don't. And I think it would be awesome to find one who loves it. That you had the sense that she truly cared about your needs and your feelings is an awesome thing. And so I'm so glad you had the good experience that you did. And thanks for chiming in and sharing your story with our listeners, because as I've said all along, this is a good option. Okay, and now I want to share with you, it's just a short quote, but it really, really struck me. It was something that was posted up on a FetLife post. I had put a post up on FetLife about there being an emotional quotient behind pegging that was really precious and amazing, and that was the thing that I appreciated the most about it sometimes. And this is a short comment that this man left. It is emotional and psychological and damn near existential in the right hands. Yeah, so for me, the reason I wanted to read that to you guys is because it gives you a sense of how deep it can go, because it really can. Pegging is awesome. Okay, on to the next letter. Hey, Ruby, we have contacted you before, and you have read a couple of our letters in the podcast. We were the couple who is recovering from a surgery, if that rings a bell. Just a quick update. It's been a long, rocky road back, but thankfully we're finally getting back to the swing of things. Last night, my perfect girl surprised me with a new outfit, and I just had to show you. Do with the pic what you will. You have both of our blessings. This pic was shot just a few minutes before she lovingly and carefully started fucking me. Of course, that didn't last long, though, and she wound up pounding me like a cheap slut, just like I like her to. My God, but isn't she amazing looking? I thought you and maybe some of your readers would enjoy the pic. Anyway, thanks for everything you do, and I hope you have a good Christmas. I'm sure we'll be in touch again. This is from the couple on podcast number 54. Sometimes when life interferes and you need to have surgeries and things and you have health issues, that absolutely can affect the ability to enjoy sex in and of itself, but definitely pegging, because pegging puts different stresses and strains on your body. So I am very happy to hear you guys are back in the swing of things. And the pic, I got to tell you guys, I'm starting to stutter here because the pic is hot, you guys, okay? So I am putting the pic up on my blog. I'm not going to put it up on Facebook or any place like that. So if you want to see it, you're going to have to go to my blog and click in, and it'll be right there for podcast number 73 because it's absolutely worth a look. Yes, you have a perfect girlfriend. She's really hot. Okay, next letter. Hello, Ruby. A few years ago, I had come across your site, and I was immature and naive. I found it uninteresting and boring and moved on, but it clearly left some sort of impact, as a few years later, I always remembered that visit. I think I was just looking for things of a more graphic nature back then, not so much help and instructional. But now, I have revisited your site and must say, I keep getting drawn back to it. Lots of great tips and info. Thank you. Now I have a question. In total, my partner and I have had 4 strap-ons over the past 10 plus years. The first one I purchased at a cheap store, and it was too big and rigid and was really heavy and just glued to the harness. So needless to say, it fell off after a few attempts and we threw it away. I did some more research and ended up getting the Vacu-Lock Julie Ashton, and that had been the mainstay for most of the time. We have had some other ones we experimented with, but were either not up to par or just not user-friendly. Now with the Julie Ashton in the past, I had experience some of the heated or burning sensations I've heard you describe in your toxic toys, but it was only after a few years of use, and we put it up to the latex breaking down. We purchased 2 replacements, the probe like it came with and the realistic. The problem again after a few more years seemed to break down and we again replaced it. I have never felt any reaction to it while it is new or fairly new. I've been looking at the Tantus you recommend and the spare parts harness. Without seeing the harness in person, it's hard to picture as it looks fairly loose-fitting. I assume it is just the style and in fact holds pretty tight, but it's not cheap and non-returnable, so that's my only hesitation. Now for my main inquiry, you have some background. The toys we have used are fairly small to medium-sized, and I have been seeing more and more, I know it's porn, so it goes to the next level, large dildos, so large sometimes it appears fake when they are penetrating. To me, this would have to cause problems even if great care and patience was used. I've seen thick, like 5 inches plus in diameter and 18 inches in length, going into average-sized men. I am curious, are these people just really talented to build to that level, or are they harming themselves now and or down the line? Thank you again for all you do. Okay, I had to do some research on the Vacu-Lock Julie Ashton thing. Because I wasn't familiar with it, but yeah, that's not a good product. Actually, everywhere I looked said that the probe and the dildo that it comes with are jelly. I have no idea why you didn't feel a reaction to it while it was new. What I think is that Although the chemicals that can cause the burning sometimes, they are worse when it's new. If you're not particularly sensitive to the chemicals, what else might be happening is that jelly is very porous. And especially if you're using it anally, that can retain bacteria, and it can end up being something that's just this sort of icky mass of bacteria in there. I don't even know how to describe it, but you get the point. If it's porous and you can't sterilize it, that it just is like a breeding ground for bacteria. So it could be that that's what's happening, and that's why, as time goes on, it ends up being something that causes burning when it goes in. I mean, I don't know all of the physiological chemical reaction type of things, but this is what I suspect that's going on. The most important point is that these are shit toys, total shit toys, unfortunately. I'm glad you've had so much fun with them, but let's move on to something better. Jelly is bad. No jelly. So you are considering the Tantus. Tantus makes a lot of really lovely dildos. Vixen Creations also makes a lot of really lovely dildos. So you can choose between those. They come in all different sizes. And you are correct in that the Vaculox harness is not something you're going to be able to use. I can tell you that the elastic style harnesses, the spare parts, and actually this recent one that I just reviewed, just checked out, the Valkyrie made by Liberator, hold the dildo down really well. I have to say that there's a tiny bit of movement, because with elastic you're always going to get a little bit, but you were saying that it kind of looked loose, and it's not loose at all. I mean, those elastic tabs you can adjust, and you can have it pretty tight against you, and it's also really, really comfortable. That's the part that I love about it the most, is the elastic style harnesses like that. So I would highly recommend actually that you get one of that sort. It will hold the dildo pretty tightly against you. If I were to guesstimate and just sort of compare the two, the difference between the elastic harnesses that I have and the leather harness that I have, the leather harness you can strap on really tight, and it makes the dildo feel like it's a part of your body, and it's very hard up against you. I think that is an ideal harness, especially for people who love leather, but also it's a great harness for people who really go at it hard and heavy. The elastic harness has maybe a quarter inch of play in it. So see what I mean? There's really not all that much difference. And it can also be used to do hard and heavy play. But it, for me, it's much more comfortable as well. So it depends on what you really like. I have a real strong recommendation for those elastic harnesses, not only because they're so comfortable, but because they're very easy to care for. So unless you have a real strong preference for leather because it's really yummy, then I'd go for the elastic ones. And as you noticed at the beginning of this podcast, I am recommending the Liberator Valkyrie, because they've done a great job of making a harness that's very, very comparable to the spare parts harness and much cheaper. So check that out. It's liberator.com, and the name of the harness is Valkyrie. They have a bunch of different styles. The one that I checked out and really like is the two-strap harness. So to go on to your next question, there's a lot of people who really wonder about some of the stuff that they see in porn and how amazing it is and scary sometimes to see the size of toys that are inserted. So here's the deal with the big toys. If it's a really long toy, what ends up happening is that it has to go past what's called Hirsch's sphincter. So there's the rectal canal, and then past that there's something called Hirsch's sphincter. Hirsch's sphincter comes into play in stopping your excrement from coming into your rectal canal until it's time for you to get rid of it, right? You can actually push through that sphincter carefully with a dildo. And I think guys who have had that done a fair amount are more used to it. Now, as far as how your colon lays in you, I think what ends up happening is when you have something that long, like you were mentioning, 18 inches, and I've seen videos like that, I know what you're talking about, it ends up just pushing into the colon and sort of pushing it around inside the guy's body a little bit is the only thing I can imagine. So your question, I mean, are they harming themselves now or down the line? That's really kind of impossible to know because I don't know the people. And obviously there are outer limits of size that you shouldn't play with. But considering looking at the toys that you say you have had for all this time, you are, as you know, on the small and medium end. You can go quite a bit further with that, and still there is no harm. You might want to take a look at the article I wrote about whether or not pegging can cause fecal incontinence, because that is actually a myth. I'll give you the real basics real quick. There are two concentric rings with your anus. One is the outer sphincter and one is the inner one. The outer one is actually voluntary muscle and has the capability of stretching, like a lot, and coming back to the same size and not having it be a problem. The inner one is smooth muscle. It's involuntary. That has absolute limits in terms of stretching. But here's the deal. Its limits are pretty small, and so people who have had even several really bad bouts with constipation have already done pretty much as much damage as is going to be done. So that brings up the next question, which is the inner sphincter critical in preventing fecal incontinence? No, it is not. The outer sphincter is supported by three sets of muscles, and it is more than capable of doing the job without the support of the inner one. So that's the deal. Technically, are you causing damage? Yes. Is it something that's going to cause you problems or harm down the line? No, it is not. Once again, please take this all with a grain of salt, because there are upper limits. And I really don't suggest going any wider, any in diameter than 2.5 or so inches. I mean, that is really big. But you know, I know people who do fisting all the time and they have no problems at all. So there you have it. I just can't recommend that, you know. But the people who do it love it, they have no problems. So there you go. It's anecdotal, but there it is. So you obviously will have no problem moving up a size. That's no problem at all. And now we have pegging celebration time. Okay, so this short note is from John, who was so generous in his donations. And I know he's intending on writing something a little more detailed, but I wanted you to read this because it's very sweet. My wife used some of your suggested equipment to choose a dildo and a harness. We have pegged 3 times. The first 2 were moderately successful. 3rd time was a charm. It's taken me 2 days to uncross my eyes. It was fantastic for both of us. A side benefit to your podcast, helping introduce me and my wife to pegging, I was able to finally have anal sex with my wife. She got to see that anal sex could be pleasurable for me. While we have only had 1 session, it was very slow and gentle. It was awesome for me. It felt incredible. I was disappointed not to hear your audible orgasm. I was very looking forward to that. I hope to hear it soon. I want to see you make it to DC, so I donate an additional $75. That brings my total to $125. Merry Christmas. Thank you, John. I hope your eyes are uncrossed by now. And I'm really, really happy to hear that you guys are exploring new sexual territory and having so much fun together. It's awesome. So once again, thanks for the donation and thanks for writing in so that I could play the music. And if you'd like to elaborate on that story a little bit more and send it in again, I would play the music again. I love playing the music. And as far as hearing my orgasm, well, okay, let's talk about that. First, let me say a few things. So, you can leave your questions at 805-500-6544. And I would love to hear some more of you calling in with questions, because I'd really love to play them on the air. You can follow me on Twitter at @Ruby_Ryder. I do have a Facebook page. You can zoom on over there and give me a thumbs up. That would be awesome. You can subscribe to my blog, which has the sexy pics, like of the man with the perfect girlfriend that you really need to go to my blog and click in and see because she's gorgeous. And there's things on my blog that never show up in my podcast, so you might want to take a look at that. My podcast is available on iTunes and can also be listened to directly from my blog. 2013 has been an amazing year for me that has brought so many truly wonderful experiences and opportunities, and I can't thank all of you enough for being as interested in this subject as I am, and for downloading and listening and asking questions and making me research things that I never even thought about. Without you, there would be no blog and there would be no podcast, so I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And at the end of this podcast, what you are going to get to hear is you are going to get to hear Ruby Ryder having an orgasm. It's kind of a long recording, so perhaps you want to settle in. It's about 5 minutes. So I hope you enjoy it. And my listener, Bob, who requested this, here you go, Bob. I would love to hear more orgasms. I would especially love to hear more women calling in with orgasms, because a large part of my listenership is men, and men like to hear women coming. So consider me the orgasm microphone for the blogosphere. I want to hear them all, and I don't care whether they're from pegging. I don't care how you're having an orgasm, because I'm not telling you what I was doing to myself while I came. Okay, everybody, have a very happy and safe new year. And as always, happy pegging. Oh. Ooh. Oh. Oh. Ooh. Oh. 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 Oh.
Oh.